Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Mayor John Andorf. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me to talk about this year in review.
Yep. Like you mentioned, we are going over the last year. You kind of did a lengthy review of everything that happened in the city at the most recent council meeting. We don't want to go that far in depth, but just start things off with giving us maybe five or six or however many you really feel were super important of events that happened in this last year.
Okay, just a brief opening statement here. This has really been an exciting year in Perry because so many things have happened with city projects, with art and culture events, with so many new businesses and housings. Just been a busy year in Perry, but now we can talk about some of the specifics, I guess. Some city projects that we did was Willis Bridge replacement. That took a long time due to the weather delays and things, but Park Street widening. We started a new garbage collection system, which I think has been pretty popular and worked out fairly well for us so far. Park improvements, we widened the trail down at Weiss Park. And that's just to name a few. We also had a city-sponsored event where we worked with the Iowa Cultural Department. We looked for a redesignation to be one of Iowa Great Places. The designation means for us that we have been chosen and selected as one of Iowa Great Places. It also gives us some opportunities to get some grant money, which we've already gotten, to support our unique city and some of the many historical cultural things that go on. It was an exciting event. When they came to visit, they first of all talked to a number of city department heads and city people, and I had the honor of being there. And then we took them on a tour, and I think that's what really impressed them when they went around our downtown and just saw the many good things that are going on currently and were going on then in our downtown. In terms of art and culture, we had our two sculptures, the final two, dedicated this year. One of them was the one related to the railroad and celebrating our unique history with the railroad in Perry. That's, you know, to a large extent how Perry was started. And then along with the Art in the Prairie, we had the Furrowed Fields sculpture dedication held. The weather wasn't that great that night, but it was a nice dedication. We also hosted the Burr event this year as one of our many events, and we had a count of 1,409 people for that, I believe. It's always a fun event. And we had our second annual Fiber Art Fair. Those are some of the many things that have happened. It's just been a busy year, as I indicated, with so many businesses opening up downtown or businesses that we've had for some time expanding and relocating so they can have more of a presence in Perry. We started the year by telling Jay goodbye and thanked him for his many, many years of service to Perry, both on the city council and also as mayor. Another big business event that took place in Perry, of course, was the sale of the hotel. We said goodbye to Jay and Denise Hartz and thanked them for their support of the community. And we welcomed the new owner, Tom Maxwell. Those are just kind of, in a nutshell, some of the things that have happened in Perry this year. But I think Perry is a unique place because we have so many great people, and we really have a lot of collaboration and partnership, if you will, between the city and the chamber and the school and civic organizations and just, you know, private citizens, Perry Economic Development. I know I'm leaving some important people out, but those are just a sample of people that we work with to collaborate and make many of the great things in Perry happen, not only this year, but in previous years and also in the future. So, you know, it's just been a great year. As I go around and have gone around, talk to new business owners, a common theme seems to be that the city of Perry is a great place to be. And more specifically, they found the city to be so welcoming and also the people of Perry to be so supportive of them and their business. That's really refreshing to hear. And just as importantly, or perhaps more importantly, as I talk to some of the citizens in Perry, as I make my rounds, they talk about how excited they are about what's happening in Perry right now with the downtown revitalization and with economic development, just so many great things happening in Perry right now. So it's just been a fun year and a great year to be in Perry.
Absolutely. Now, you're the mayor, obviously, so you had your hand in a lot of those things, but it was your first year as mayor, so I'm sure a lot of it was new. So what do you think about your first year just in general?
We started off the year welcoming Vicki Klein and me taking the mayor slot. It's been a year where I anticipated that many great things would happen and that we would build upon, as we have, the structure that was put in place in the past for some of these ideas and things to happen. But I guess I was pleasantly surprised that so many things popped this year and happened. You know, like, again, so much downtown revitalization, so many things with economic development, and just the overall happenings in Perry. It's just been an exciting year in Perry. I hope it will continue, you know, and I expect that it will.
All right. Now, looking ahead to next year, what can we expect in 2019 and even then beyond that?
Well, we've talked about, you know, some things, including airport expansion. So that's a project, you know, we just started talking about, and in fact, just approved the funding for it just at our most recent council meeting. That'll continue. We have other projects going on. One that's not so exciting, we've talked about and approved, of course, spending a couple $1 million, I believe, on the sewer treatment plant, getting that reworked and up to speed where it needs to be. So those are a couple of big ones going on. I suspect we'll continue to see downtown revitalization and more businesses. We have some, you know, in the works right now that are being worked on as we speak. Another big thing that's going to happen in Perry next year, we're going to celebrate our sesquicentennial celebration. I personally am looking forward to that. I know there's a group working on planning that right now. I think it's going to happen primarily around maybe our July 4th celebration. I'm not positive about that. That's kind of what I've heard. So I just look for continued housing and more revitalization downtown, continue on the projects that we've planned and started on, and come up with some new ones. One of the things I didn't mention was that we worked with the Iowa State Institute for Design, and we had them put together a plan and carry out a survey for us with our citizens, which we had a good response for looking at how we can revitalize and improve our parks and recreation services. We had a great response to that survey. I think it was 62%, which most statisticians would say is a great response for a survey. Not surprisingly, I don't think, the most overwhelming thing that people wanted was either an outdoor pool or perhaps maybe more expansive than that, even some kind of water park. I don't think we'll probably see that quite next year, but I think it's going to probably happen down the road a little bit. Another thing that we'll be looking forward to, we had our ribbon cutting back in October, I think it was, for the connector trail, the first 1.5 miles open to that trail. So that'll continue to be worked on this year. So I think there's going to be things happen across the board, culture, art, economic development. We have our spec building that hopefully we'll find a buyer for in the next year, 30,000 square feet spec building. I think across the board, in terms of development and expansion, things are going to continue to pop in Perry, Iowa.
Perry Mayor John Andorf, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today about the last year or the year to come?
Just that it's been great being mayor. I want to thank people for their support and their hard work. You know, without everybody's hard work, the cities, the different civic groups, businesses, economic development groups, things wouldn't happen like they have. So I want to thank everybody for their support and look forward to things happening in 2019 and beyond.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John Andorf. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.